intuitive energy community of oneness. Thank you for joining, allowing me in your experience, participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you're having a wonderful moment in your world. So where I am in this linear time flow is that just into the new moon energy and reflecting that newness here at this present moment. So whenever you are connecting to our energy, that's the connecting point. And I am carrying this new energy, newness, new moon energy. So you are connecting this new energy. And please enjoy that newness in a way that useful for your bettering. So today's focus I'd like to give is that honestly direct, hop on to the highest good. Honestly direct the energy and hop on to the highest good. Stay tuned after the conscious breathing exercise, being current with the deep breath, consciously doing together and synchronizing our energy to co-create, feel the energy as one, to support one another regardless of physical distance and linear time distance, here now as one energy to support individual journey on earth by simply allow my voice guide your attention. Energy moves where attention is given. Who is the attention giver of your energy? That's you. So let us use our power, attention wisely for yourself and support one another at the same time. As weekly check-in, intaking all the air from the nose, breathe in, eyes open, wide awake, and taking all the fresh air energy into your body, lungs, stomach, and then circulate it. Then releasing from the mouth slowly with the no longer serving energy way of being, event, people, particular way of connecting, no longer serving, because you get that lessons, right? So we can create space by letting go, have them belonging to the past so that more future space here and now is available to having what more resonated to your conscious creation. Bettering. So let's do that. Ready? Counting 3, 1 from the nose. Go. 2, 3. Hold it. Keep it. One more time, counting 3, 1, go. 2, 3. Keep it and let it out slowly from the mouth. The last one with the silence. In taking all the fresh air, oxygen, notice that it's coming from your nose and throat and lungs, and you just feel it and notice how your body is responding or not responding, and circulate it and letting out from the mouth, saying the word. Using a voice vocal and letting your ears notice that energy is being out, releasing from your beingness. Ready? Let's go. And completely out. Thank you for joining conscious breathing exercise, being current here now. This is Juni Universe. How you feel? I feel calmer, more peaceful today here after this deep breath. How about you? It is so useful to notice before and after consciously, even this smallest, simplest thing, that to inhaling and exhaling consciously and fully dedicated to your everyday continuous doing things since you arrived on this earth life in your physical body up to here now. And notice how precious everything within and around is. Miracle, magical. You are that miracle. And together, more miraculously, we can co-create wonderfulness together. So today's focus I'd like to invite is the honestly direct hop on to the highest good. And after that, I would like to provide the 3 minutes intuitive blind reading. Today's pick is from Life Path, Life Path. And stay tuned after this focused energy sharing. It's going to be the next segment, so please click that link at the description section. I'm going to post that link for the intuitive reading. Today's pick is from Life Path. You can also request your Curious Matter blind reading by sending me a private message over Facebook, Twitter at Juni Universe, by choosing that one symbol that to help me read your particular topic about your life, not someone else's. And then what is about is that a life path, walk, love life, relationship. So that will help me to deliver the energetic insight more useful for your battalion. And if it's resonating, it's yours, take it, it's free. And if it's not resonating, please do not take it, because I respect that you are the most knowledgeable person about your life, and I'm the stranger. I'm the stranger psychic that reading your energy. So I could be wrong. And if it's wrong, and then that will help you to one step closer to the information it's suitable, helpful for your better end. Either way, I thank you for your dedication to the community, because you're giving us an opportunity to connect as one energy. So thank you. That's going to be the second segment. And then here, I like to give the focus in. Let's see what I can channel the energy about. Honestly, direct the energy hopping on to the highest good. So reflecting this new moon energy is that something new to start. It's the quiet, darkest dark night. It's perfect to initiate quietly. It's a very simple but quiet movement when things to start. Each of us has that seed, intention, moment, energy to make it grow from here. Sometimes this moment being perceived as an lonely because it's quiet and dark and so silent, perhaps no movement, perhaps in the physical. Maybe it's opposite to exciting energy, like obviously charged up. It's the beginning, can be a smallest piece of peace. Peace of mind, peace of noticing. And from there, the magic happens. With the co-creation of being part of this universe is cooking with you, with us, with this tiniest, smallest, simplest things to grow. Regardless of our intention. So a job is to remembering that conscious creation, how it will grow, and see, observe by having the ownership eye to make it enjoyable, aligning. Matters experience to your everyday activity. Notice how this quiet energy is transforming next day, day after, and participate that life that you initiated. Or come to your awareness to create using your creativity. That's the gift of all of us. Collaborate, co-create together. And remember, invisible participant all around you. You are not alone. Never be alone. This is June Universe. Come and join for the second segment, intuitive reading, by clicking the link at the description section. I see you there. Until then, send in all my love and healing to your heart. Click the link, join us. Bye for now. Welcome back. So I would like to provide the intuitive reading. Today's pick is from Life Path. And as always, or newbies, if you are listening, and let us use this together energy we are co-creating as one for your own better end. How do you do that? Is to choose the feeling, one feeling, pick the one word that you would like to feel using being part of our together moments. So let's say, I think I would like to feel energized because I was feeling very quiet and low energy, reflecting the new moon energy. Couldn't find a reason why my energy level is so low. So I would like to stimulate my energy as an exciting. So I choose the word exciting. How about you? And choose, when you have to choose that word, and then just feel it and embody the feeling that you already have. Mine is exciting. So embodying the energy, feeling exciting while you are listening, my intuitive reading, delivering to the reading requesters. And then at the same time, simultaneously, send a good thought to that reading requesters as if their experience perfect way in their experience. So when you embody your feeling and then connecting to this oneness and sending a good thought in this oneness, the universal energy return system is helping you, coming back to help your chosen feeling embodiment. So that's how the magical power of this oneness work. When you use it in the most effective way, practical way, and then you get more benefit of this energy. So please join that way. Choosing it, write it down is more powerful. But if you are, you know, challenging to write that down, getting the pen and paper, let's say like if you're driving or it's about to close in your eyes, and then maybe it's hard to find a piece of paper and pen. But if you can do that, that's more powerful, more powerful. All right. So let me set the timer for 3 minutes, and then I'd like to give the reading. First request from Life Path is apple. Let me sip the coffee. Apple. Here we go. Apple, your 3 minutes. Okay. I'm having a sense that it is good for you to observe that what's actually happening, even the underneath of the surface that you are seeing or hearing for another 2 weeks or so, as really like observer mode with attachment. I feel that people involving this particular apomata is emotionally charged, so that sometimes that can be changed next day or back into the original for the next day. You know, it's unstable because they're driven by emotion in a sense of turbulence. So it's a wise way to take is that to observe a point, to see until this turbulence is going to become to a next stage. I'm sensing that this trend is going for, again, that to 2 weeks around the end of this November, and ta-da, the new full moon is the time, and this one is going to be the eclipse. So you can hear more and more fact and actuality around this topic that you are asking to make a decision over. And people actually went to the other side can be supporting your decision. So pay attention to your dreams and ask the suggestion using the sleep state to get in more information besides what factual deliver from the people or information comes to you in the traditional way. I'm getting the sense that it's a very old saying or motto of your family decision is useful and reminding that philosophy or way of choosing might be very powerful. Even that is looking as an against the trend to make that a decision practically nowadays, but actually the old is the newest, and so trusting your own knowing and the motto of your group or organization's way of deciding to guide you to the most ideal outcome for next stage. Good luck. This is the Apple category of life path. This is a very encouragement for embracing the good tradition and being open to the new at the same time. All right, so the next one is from the also a life path. And Rose, here is your 3 minutes. Okay. I'm having a sense that this particular road situation, that your accomplishment up to here is 80% of the weight in your situation, current mindset here now. And it would be nice to see that from now on, actually for the future. I know it is very hard to think about it among this pandemic situation and what it would be like in the 2021 based on that current flow. And I'm having a sense something European influence and the near the ocean, it's sort of promising in after this pandemic is becoming new trend, and there is a value that shining from work that you've been doing in new way. I'm having a sense that something about the vintage value as the crown and the gift figure as an people who love to receive as an package as an vintage value. Perhaps that is the package that great memory of people or a good time to never be unwinded type of rose that never dies for 100 years value, and that connected to a people's good feelings and life, and that like to frozen and carried over, you know what I'm saying, that type of wanting to keep as a gift from life in that deco in shape for lovely to give in and receive. So it might be wonderful to invite in that type of essence in any possible form in a digital or in person according to that change of the new normal alignment, and might be a good to use your creativity, amazing creativity, into a new power to bring that career into the new leaping stage. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. This is Rose, category of life path. I feel a very grounding energy, and it might be challenging from the past and then the pandemic and then from the new, but I think you're on the right path. So keep it going. Being open to new ideas, stay with your original amazing creativity that you already built so far. Thank you for allowing. The next one is persimmon. Persimmon. Here is your 3 minutes, persimmon. Okay. I'm having a sense that this persimmon, your intellect, intuition, is really deeply ready to splashing out your readiness. And I got the sense that it's grounding at the same time, and your core sense of self, ego, is really connected to economical stability. I'm having a sense that all the planned connection structure is ready and ready to plug in back to circulate that element around this persimmon situation. Good reminder is to have fun, and entertaining energy can be here to make the door open, as in finding the world with enjoyable way to entertain a little bit, to make the day a little lighter. And a sense of humor is the powerful tool to get clear among the cloudy sky. It's a powerful usage and the tool that you can use, and perhaps even the spirituality can be the tool to break through the ice, to speak out your true voice. I have a sense that before it was a hesitation to speaking out, a little bit of fear, or fear of being embodied against the way of your inner feeling. But here is like enough self-esteem and confidence in a more stable way that you can even laugh at the people criticizing, as like, oh gee, you know, that could be that, and thank you. And that is the opportunity helping me to know about my own value. You know what I'm saying? So there is a sense of humor and stability around this persimmon situation. And again, I get the sense that money, emotion, and relationship somehow that you've been playing with, and know that, embodying it, and allow that to grow, and even to enjoy that shakiness, then use it as a power for your own creation. Good luck. This is a persimmon, category of life path. This is a like a unique way, and go for it. Go for it. That's what I like. You are ready. Amazingly. Okay, the next one, the last one for today is the monkey. Monkey. Here is the monkey. So first thing I got is I am really feeling hungry. So this really a hunger energy for this particular monkey situation. And it's thirsty too. And I feel that good to be in that state for a while, but not anymore, not anymore. And something horrid about is hanging in your mind for long enough and turn it on or back off. It's a great amount of consideration was there too. I'm having a sense that February is the key season for this particular monkey, but quicker action can be a healing, and it's the mindset can be more stable. Right now is sort of unstable feeding and getting your attention, and you removing the attention, but you know it's nice to have that stability, whatever that fact is here. And then most important is that to know what you would like to be with and accept that all the fact based on that resonance. And it's never be the ending until you put that ending. And people will change. And again, as long as you are being in that intentional creation, then universe is also co-creating, and it's never know what is going to happen. And know that it's always good things happen to experience. When you use that attention in a way, more unknown joy and excitement is awaiting your path on this monkey situation. And I have a sense that the heart and the root is connecting, and the center as well. And again, that some sort of like a business or work related is also good, and multiple way to take this monkey situation. But it's the most important thing is to be honest and feel good in yourself, honest voice. And then if you lose it, that's that. And if having that new way that make you excited, that's that. It doesn't, that's that. Either way, it's good to clear that energy is the most important thing. So I'm sending lots of love and courage to clear in that air around within about this monkey situation. Good luck. This is Monkey, category of life path. You can also request your intuitive blind leading. I use 3 minutes here and deliver the insight. How you can do it is to send me the private message over Facebook, Twitter, at JunUniverse, J-U-N-E, Universe, one word, and let me have your symbol assigned, your life's curious matter. Not someone else's curious matter, but your life's curious matter. And then tell me what is about. Is that a love life, relationship, work, family? And that will help me read the energy around the symbol intuitively and then deliver as an insight useful for your everyday bettering. So if it's a resonate, then take it. It's yours. If it's not resonating, that's fine. Please do not take it, because I respect your life and your choice. And, you know, I could be wrong. So don't worry. You know, you don't need to change it if you're not resonating. That way you can get closer to what you are looking for. That's the most important thing. And I thank you either way, helping us connect as one energy to co-create energy of oneness that we need one another to be part of this larger energy that we can create more than just doing by ourselves. So thank you. So thank you for allowing me and us to connect as one. And listener, you, how is your feeling and body? Do you remember that feeling you would like to experience you chose for this work? I chose energized. I feel a little bit of fired up energy, a little bit, the core energy is becoming more stable, I think. How about you? So closing this together moment, I like to offer a conscious breathing together to wrapping up that energy and conditioning that mood here. So let's do that. Deep breath from nose and letting go, and then allow that new chosen feeling to fully occupy your beingness together as one. Let us take a long deep breath, counting 3, 1, go. 2, 3, hold it. This is June Universe. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart. Thanks for joining.